This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As Israel's ground incursion into Gaza continues, diplomats continue pushing for a ceasefire, while Israel's government is determined to continue the siege of the embattled enclave. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a speech to the UN Security Council, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said the death toll in Gaza is rising at an alarming rate.
A child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza.
French President Emmanuel Macron pushed for a ceasefire and urged other leaders to join his call. Macron told the BBC there was no justification for Israel's ongoing bombing. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the responsibility for any harm to civilians lied with Hamas. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Israeli military will help evacuate babies trapped in Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital on Sunday, Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said on Saturday.
The staff of the Shifa hospital has requested that tomorrow we will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital. We will provide the assistance needed.
Palestinian officials said a baby died and dozens more patients were at risk from Israeli gunfire around Gaza's largest hospital on Saturday, while Israel said it had killed a Hamas militant who had stopped another hospital from being evacuated. More than 300,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through central London on Saturday, with police arresting over 120 people as they sought to stop far-right counter-protesters from ambushing the main rally. Tensions had been running high before Saturday's march. This is VOA News. Pakistani activists say police are arresting Afghan women and children in southern Sindh province as part of a government crackdown on migrants. The policy mostly affects Afghans who make up foreigners living in Pakistan, although authorities maintain they are targeting all who are in the country illegally. Police are launching midnight raids on homes and detaining whole families, according to activists. Global cases of tuberculosis continued to rise last year as disruption to health services caused by the COVID-19 pandemic set back efforts to fight the disease, according to the latest annual report from the World Health Organization. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Despite being treatable and curable, tuberculosis, or TB, remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, causing an estimated 1.3 million deaths in 2022, according to the latest World Health Organization figures. That's a reduction of around 19% on the previous year. But there was a small increase in the number of cases to an estimated 10.6 million. Some 40% of people living with TB are undiagnosed and untreated. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
U.S. President Joe Biden marked Veterans Day in the United States with a visit to Arlington National Cemetery. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Biden places a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, then at a ceremony paid tribute to what he calls a noble few who risked everything to give us a better life.
Those who have always, always kept the light of liberty shining bright across the world are veterans.
Biden says that includes his Iraq War veteran son, Beau Biden, who was exposed to burn pits and died of brain cancer.
Like it's for so many of you, Veterans Day is personal to Jill and me.
The president says America has many obligations to vets.
To care for them and their families when they return home.
I'm Julie Walker.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump, if reelected in 2024, would expand his first-term immigration crackdown to include sweeping roundups of people who would be held in large camps to await deportation, the New York Times reported on Saturday. Trump is the leading contender for the 2024 Republican Party presidential nomination. He'll likely face U.S. President Joe Biden in a rematch of their 2020 contest. The Biden-Harris campaign in a statement called Trump's immigration plans, quote, extreme, racist, cruel policies. I'm Joe Ramsey.